The next morning, vigorous bell ringing did not elicit a response at Ethel's apartment. Tsitsi opened the door, and with a sigh of relief, Neve dropped the armful of clothes on the couch. There is a god after... A muscular young man was standing in the foyer, obviously in the process of dressing. His pale green eyes, set in a face that with a different expression might have been attractive, were narrowed by an annoyed frown. "Who are you? And why didn't you answer the door?" "I think the first question is mine, and I answer the door when I choose to answer it." Tsitsi took over. "You are Miss Lamson's nephew, Douglas Brown. I've seen your photograph."
"I know who I am. Would you mind telling me who you are?"
"I'm Neve Carney, and this is Tsitsi. She cleans the apartment for Miss Lamson. Do you mind telling me where Ethel Lamson is?"
"So you're Neve Carney. Number 3 shoes go with beige suit. Carry number 3 purse and wear box A jewelry. Do you do that for everyone?"
Neve felt her jaw harden. "Miss Lamson is a very good customer and a very busy woman. And I'm a very busy woman. Is she here? And if not, when is she coming back?" Douglas Brown shrugged. Something of the animosity left him.
"I have no idea where my aunt is. She asked me to meet her here on Friday afternoon. When there was no answer, I let myself in. She hasn't been here. I just lost my sublet, and the Y isn't my speed, so I made up the couch and stayed."
There was something too glib about the explanation, Neve thought.
"I was here early Friday evening. What time did you say you arrived?"
"About 3.
Douglas Brown slipped his tie over his neck.
"I've got to get to work. Just leave Ethel's clothes, Miss Carney."
He turned to Tsitsi.
"And if you can find some way to clean this place up, that's fine, too. I'll pile my stuff together just in case Ethel decides to favor us with her presence."
Now he seemed in a hurry to get away. "Just a minute. You must have been here when I was trying to deliver these clothes. Would you mind explaining why you wouldn't answer the door that night?"
"What time did you get here?"
"Around 7.
I'd gone out for something to eat. Sorry."
He disappeared into the bedroom and pushed the door closed. Neve